Hello. Hello, everyone. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Anatomy of the Ear Festival. You're listening to Anatomy of the Ear. It's an annual event. Wait, let me make sure. I'm playing it really loud, aren't I? Okay, one second. I'm not trying to hurt y'all's ears. Okay. You're listening to Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where we play our favorite genres for you. Tune in to Anatomy of the Ear Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Regular programming will return Monday morning. Okay, what the Anatomy of the Ear Festival is that we've got we're a different genre for you every single hour. We have a different, we have way more DJs than usual. Every hour, a different set, a different genre. This set will be krautrock genre. If you never heard of this, this is the progressive. It's a German, West German music from the late 60s, early 70s. Psychedelic and progressive rock from the 60s and early 70s. It's really abnormally creative. There was an incredible creative surge at this time and place, and this music ended up very influential on progressive rock music, and even on the origins of electronic music. And we get this transition through a band like Kraftwerk, who started out in the krautrock scene, and it ended up becoming one of the first electronic bands. But anyway, this first song, it's called Pinch by Can. Can is one of the, one of the greatest bands in this genre, and is a nice long song for you. It goes very high energy, so please enjoy. Before we get started, I got one more announcement for y'all. At Millie's, where they serve, when they say homemade ice cream, they mean it. Proudly handcrafted in Homestead, PA, right down the river from CMU, using only the finest ingredients from makers and farmers from cows to the cone. Grab a scoop, milkshake, or pint to go at Millie's, located in the Tepper Building. Interested in joining the Millie's squad? Email hello@millieshomemade.com or DM us on the gram. WRCT, Anatomy of the Ear. Let me turn myself up a little bit. You're listening to WRCT, Anatomy of the Ear. Today we're going to be listening to some an hour of krautrock music, also known as Kosmische music or cosmic music in German. It's a West German music from the late 60s, early 70s. What you just heard was the song "Pinch" by Can, a classic by the one of the biggest bands in this genre. This band is famous. Kanye West sampled him on his graduation album. Kanye always does his most refined samples on the stupidest songs. Also famous, and it recently featured in the movie The Bling Ring and also Inherent Vice by Paul Thomas Anderson. They're more of the funk / psych rock sound, but there's another side of krautrock, which is more of this early proto-electronic music, and we'll hear that next with this song Dino by Harmonia. Yes. That was Dino by Harmonia. Harmonia is a little super group formed by members of Cluster and Noi, which are two bands we're going to hear later in the hour. Yes, you're listening to Anatomy of the Ear Festival. There's an hour of krautrock music. Next up is Tango Whiskey Man by Can, again. It's for a movie soundtrack for a film called Deadlock. I've never seen this movie, but it's pretty funny, I think, that this band was hired to do the music. Anyway, the singer, Damo Suzuki, was a singer through all of the most prominent music they made. And he was a Japanese man living in Germany, singing in English. And he said he chose his lyrics just based on the kind of the phonetic sound of how he liked it. So you can listen in, try to hear those lyrics, but that's how he chose them. Anyway, Tango Whiskey Man. Tango Whiskey Man by Can. Next up, EC by Noi! Another foundational band in the genre of krautrock music. If you like what you hear today, join my usual show called Top Secret International. I go by Drop Man, and it's every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Here we go, EC by Noi! You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, the Anatomy of the Ear Festival. Right now you're hearing an hour of krautrock music. This was Easy by Noi. Noi was a very early krautrock band. They actually formed from members of the more famous Kraftwerk. And as you can hear in that song, that they had this beat they were famous for, which is the very steady 4-4-4 beat, also known as a motoric beat. And they called it motoric because it sounded like a machine, like a motor was doing this. It's very energetic sound. It reminds me of some earlier music. You think of like Sister Ray by the Velvet Underground, or Roadrunner by the Modern Lovers. But it became really famous here with these krautrock bands, the motoric beat, which would be used quite a bit by Kraftwerk, especially in their song Autobahn, which is about driving on the German highway. And this constant beat ended up becoming very foundational for electronic music through this band Kraftwerk. Anyway, next up we have Morgengruß by Hopelva. And this band, it's a bit slower. This band was known for doing, they did a film soundtrack. Very good one is Aguirre, Wrath of God, directed by Werner Herzog. But anyway, showing you a little bit of the slower side of the genre. And yeah, here we go. With a little more can. This is I'm So Green.
So green, yeah, I'm so green, I'm so green.
listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That was I'm So Green by Can. Before that, Morgengruss by Popova. Before that, Isi by Noi. Before that, Tango Whiskey Man by Can. And Dino by Harmonia. And first song in the set was Pinch by Can. Next up, we have Faust. I don't know if I'll try to pronounce this song name. It's very long in German, but Faust is really, I'd say, the band Can's number one rival. This is just how I think about it. I don't know, but Faust, quite a bit more inaccessible. See, one problem with this whole genre is if you try to play it on the radio, all the songs are more than 20 minutes long. But anyway, I found a shorter Faust song for you. Let's just say it is the sixth track on Faust 4. But yes, okay. Back to the music. Okay, that was Faust. Here's the song title.
Läuft. Heißt, dass es läuft oder es kommt bald. Läuft.
Yeah, hope that clears it up. Next up, a smaller band, maybe a little off target, but they're called Brain Ticket. Mixture of German, Belgian, and Italian and Swiss band members, but I'm going to say it fits well enough musically. This album, when it came out, the record label was forced to put a sticker on it that said only listen to this record once a day or else your brain will be melted or something like this. But yeah, here, have a listen, but don't listen too hard. Brain, Pieces of Light by Brain Ticket. That was Pieces of Light by Brain Ticket. Next up is Heisse Lippen by Cluster. Cluster is another very famous band in this field. They get considered a prefigure for this genre of space rock. Very, very loose genre, but maybe this is why they call it kosmische music, cosmic music. Here we go. Enjoy. Thank you. listening to Anatomy of the Ear on WRCT Pittsburgh, a festival, a radio festival in which we play a different genre every single hour. You're listening right now to an hour of krautrock music. What you just heard was Heiße Lippen by Cluster. And next up is Cerberus by Amandul 2. Amandul 2 is a band. They're the sequel to the first band, Amandul. But they came from West Germany from an art commune associated with a Red Army faction, a militant art commune. This album, very influential, very big, and dedicated to one of the band members who ended up freezing to death. This song is Cerberus by Amandul 2. Was Cerberus by Amandul 2 from their album Yeti. You're listening to an hour of krautrock music for the Anatomy of the Ear event. Stay tuned before and after me. Well, after, I guess, but we have a lot of great music this whole weekend from Friday to Sunday, 4 p.m. to 11? No, sorry. 11 a.m. to 4 a.m., that makes more sense. Anyway, next up, Rocksters by Agitation Free. And now all of these bands I played today, they've all shared musicians between each other. This is a very concentrated group of musicians doing all of this wonderful music, and all of these are classic albums. And what's crazy is how many great albums came out of such a small network. It really makes me believe there are stagnant times in music, and then very productive times sometimes, but it's not unified. Anyway, enough of me talking. This is Rucksters by Agitation Free. Okay, that was a short one. Final two songs are more Can. You know, I put too much Can on here. I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. These last two songs are from Can. First we have Mushroom, and then Oh Yeah. These two come after each other on the same album, which is Tego Mago. If I could recommend one album to you from this genre, it's Tego Mago by Can. Recorded in a castle, I believe. Anyway, look this up. But here's Mush. Thank you for listening to my set. We're going to finish out the hour with these two songs. If you like what you heard, I'm Dropman, and I have a show called Top Secret International, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Okay. Back to the music.
Thank you.
Okay. I lied, y'all. One more song, Moonshake by Can. This has been a set of krautrock music. Stay tuned, though. We've got a set of psychedelic drum music, so I'm sure if you like this set, you're going to like that. Yeah, thank you for tuning in to Anatomy of the Ear Festival, which will go on for the rest of the weekend. Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Anatomy of the Ear Festival. And we've got a different genre for you every single hour. We just finished off a set of krautrock music. Next up is psychedelic drums. Stay tuned tonight. We've got some Iron Curtain Punk at 7, Scrams at 8, 9, we have Brutal Prog, 10, Pittsburgh Hardcore, and a Bossa Nova set at 11 p.m. Okay, I'm Dropman from Top Secret International, and I'm tuning off. Here you go.